Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Tuesday. This is Brother Nate, the Church of Christ, the Life's Message, on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, I pray with you. If you have any questions about the lesson, I do my best and the Lord Jesus answer for you. If you have any comments, I ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you're calling to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, well, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So without further ado, for those of you listening, hey, why don't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again that you have blessed us on this day, once again to come together in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. And we thank you for watching over us and keeping us as you have done. So, dear Lord, we humble ourselves on this blessed day, and we invite your spirit to be with us on this study. And, Father, I pray that you will reach forth with your hand and touch the hearts of those that are listening. Awaken them to your word that you have sent through your angel messenger. So, Father, we just thank you and praise you. And we give you all the glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Today, we're starting another three-part series today. The title of this series is Midnight Cry. You have a adversary. The Midnight Cry, you have a adversary. And on part one today, I'm going to come from the word of the Lord. And by the way, for those of you who want copies of the word of the Lord or the messages, it is 75 cents per dozen. You can write to the Church of Christ, Eliza Message, 608 Lacey Road, Independence, Missouri, 64050. That is the Church of Christ with Eliza Message, 608 Lacey Road, Independence, Missouri, 64050. Or you can call 1-800-752-1507. That's 1-800-752-1507. Or you can call area code 816-252-2343. That's area code 816-252-2343. And the fax number is 816-252-0143. Now, once again, the name of this three-part series is Midnight Cry, You Have an Adversary. Midnight Cry, You Have an Adversary. The reason why this is titled, first of all, The Midnight Cry, because as we have been sharing with you guys about the work of the Lord Jesus Christ in these last days, he's been sending his angel, the Elijah, as he promised in the scriptures in the Bible, in Malachi 3 and 4, Matthew chapter 17, the book of Acts chapter 3, Revelation chapter 14, verse 6, Deuteronomy 18 and 18. And in the sending of his angel messenger, he is sending his angel, the Elijah, who is crying out the word of God in this midnight or last hour. At a time that some of God's people in the Christian faith have started to believe that God is not speaking today. In fact, some of them have been taught that God have done all the speaking that he's going to do back in the days of Paul, Peter, David, Moses. And some, and perhaps some of you are listening to me now, you have been told that the Lord is not speaking today. But that, my friend, is not true. And the Lord is sending a modern day word. And this word, he's sending through his angel, the Elijah. And this word is going to cause not just anybody, but all the faithful. And I put quotation marks around the word faithful. All the faithful in Christendom is going to flow together to become the bride through this word that the Lord is sending through his angel messenger, the Elijah. And the Elijah is crying in this midnight hour. He's crying in this time, as you read Matthew chapter 25, where there were five wise and five foolish virgins. And you notice in what Jesus gave that all of them slept in slumber. But the Bible said that at midnight there was a cry made, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Well, who made the cry? It wasn't any of the virgins, which represent the whole Christian world. So it had to be a heavenly being. And it's the same heavenly being that Jesus promised to send before the great and dreadful day of the Lord, before the second coming of Christ. So in this hour, the Lord is saying that you have an adversary. You have an adversary. I sense the Spirit of the Lord as I speak this now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm coming from the word of the Lord. On July the 4th, 1973, at 4:45 a.m., the Lord sent his angel, the Elijah, with a message for his people and they that will be of the bride. In this, he have, at this time, the time that I've given you, it made the 92nd time that he sent this angel, also referred to as message 92. Because the word of the Lord is a book comprised of the messages that the Lord been sending through his angel messenger, the Elijah. Amen. That goes with the Bible and the record of Nephi. And at this 4:45 a.m., July the 4th, 1973, and I give you dates because I want you to go and ask the Lord Jesus about it. In fact, Jesus wants you to inquire of this thing because he have instructed me as well as others that have accepted this word to tell the people about what he's doing and the sending of his angel messenger and point the people to him. Amen. He wants you to bring what you hear from us on this broadcast about the sending of his angel and what is being said to him. Just like the disciples in Matthew 17, they had already heard what the scribes had been saying that Elijah must come. Okay? But they didn't understand why must he come. And so on the Mount of Transfiguration, they see Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus. According to what they saw, that's all he did. And then poof, it's gone. And so now they're wondering. And so since the source was right there in front of them, named Jesus, they did the right thing. They went to the source. And they said, why did the scribes say that Elijah must first come? Because, see, they didn't understand. And plus, when they saw Elijah, he really didn't do nothing spectacular, okay? They saw that he talked with Jesus, and that was it. So they want to know, what's the big thing about him must come? And when you read it, Jesus confirmed that what the scribe told him was true, but he added a revelation. Because not only did he confirm that what the scribe said was true, the revelation he gave was he revealed to them the purpose of the coming of Elijah. And another thing he revealed to them is that the Elijah they saw with Moses talking to Christ was not the Elijah that is spoken of that must first come. But he revealed to them that the Elijah that must first come is none other than John the Baptist, which at that time, when Jesus
told him this, John was already beheaded. So it spoke about a return, but he will come in the spirit and power of Elijah. So on this July the 4th, 1973, the Lord sent this word out. And I want to read the first verse, which goes with our message tonight. And he says, behold, and this is what the authorized the angel to tell us, because we must keep in mind that angels of God speak only what they are authorized by God to speak. They come only when God appoints them to come. You get what I'm saying? So once again, ain't no need of you bringing out your appointment books and talking about, well, you know, I'm going to get this angel to come today, and I'm going to get him to come Thursday, and I'm going to get him to come Sunday, and then I'm going to ask him about this, and I'm going to get him to answer that. It don't work like that, people. They under the great command of Almighty Jesus. And so the angel said, behold, I come to you at this time. Arise and write the words I should give you. I am John the Baptist, a resurrected being. Okay. Not worshiping a dead man, people. He's resurrected. He goes on to say, I am the Elijah. My mission is one of love and peace. Now listen to these last few words he said in this verse. He said, the powers with an S, of the adversary cannot hinder my work. Now, the first thing that I want to do is to find the word adversary. The first thing, before that, I want you to know that this adversary is none other than Satan. Okay? None other than Satan. Hallelujah. And here's the thing, why this is titled Midnight Cry, you have an adversary, because this word also is like a reminder to God's own people that there's an adversary out there, and his name is Satan. Now, when you go to Webster and you say, Webster, I got a question for you. What does the word adversary mean? And Webster will tell you the word adversary means, and listen to this, one that contends with, opposes, or resists. In other words, an enemy. I think I'm going to read that definition again. Adversary means one who, or one that contends with, opposes, or resists an enemy. So God is saying the powers of the adversary, the power of the one that contends, opposes, and resists will not hinder my work. Well, who does he contends against? Who does he opposes? Who does he resist? Well, number one is Jesus Christ. Amen. He's not a friend of Christ. He opposes all things of God. And number two, you, okay? Because if you're standing for Christ, then he's going to oppose you. And so this thing here, this message, is like a reminder to God's people that you have an adversary. You say, well, why do you want to say it's a reminder, Brother Nate? Because many times, some of us in the Christian faith, we give up when certain things don't happen our way, especially when we're trying to go forth in the work of the Lord. And I believe that many times we tend to forget that there's a devil. Give you an example of what I'm saying. Sometimes you might go on missionary work and you go on house to house, and you might experience that day a bunch of doors slamming in your face. Well, see, some people will just give up. And so when you come into them the next day and say, hey, it's time to go on missionary work. I got something to do. Maybe I'll catch y'all next time. And next time for many of them don't come because they don't intend to take next time because what? I can't take them doors being slammed on me. Well, you got to understand. You got an enemy out there. Amen. and his name is Satan. And he talks to men, whether he's dealing straight at you or he's working through men at you, he still exists. But the Lord said the powers of the adversary, listen to this, cannot hinder my work. Now, let's look at that word hinder for a minute here. Let's define the word hinder so you can understand what God is saying here about the powers of the adversary cannot hinder my work. Well, and going to Mr. Webster, once again, I said, Mr. Webster, what does the word hinder mean? And Mr. Webster, actually, when looking at the word hinder, he had, you know, a couple of definitions here, okay? But the one of them that he had that stood out the most means, now listen to this, to hold back, to delay, impede, or prevent action. So the Lord is saying that the powers of the adversary is not going to prevent his work from going on. See, listen, in this work here, I want y'all to hear this for a minute here. In this work that we've been telling you guys about, the power, the work of restitution, restoration, Satan especially does not want this work to be successful. Why do you say that, Brother Nate? Because for the simple reason is, once again, as God authorized his angel to tell us, that this work is to bring all faithful in Christendom together. See, Satan wants no unity among the faithful. Why is that, Brother Nate? Because there's so much power in Christ when the faithful unite that he is definitely in trouble. It's just like when you have unity in your home, husband, wife, and kids, Satan try to find any little crack hole he can mess with because he does not like faithfulness. He does not like unity in the Lord. So anything that's dealing with God, he's going to be there to contend or oppose or resist. And what happens is when he rears his head, many of us forget that we have an adversary. And so what do? We give up. We give up. We start talking doubt. Oh, well, yeah. I don't think it's gonna happen. I don't think I'm gonna be able to do it. Listen, first of all, I want to say to those of you who really have gotten assignment from the Lord, if God have given you assignment to do a work in him, first of all, remember you have an adversary. And Satan is not gonna let you just waltz in there, do the work in saving souls just like that. He comes to contend or oppose. So just like when you're operating in good, you can expect the evil to rear his head to oppose. You might be sent by God to someone to witness the word to him, and someone else might be there is talking all that negative out of the way stuff. You remember in the Bible, where was that? That was Paul and, Paul and Silas and Paul and Barnabas in the book of Acts. Went to go to the deputy and share the faith with him. And remember the man named who was a sorcerer there, a false prophet named Elimas, okay? And what was he doing? He was trying to turn the deputy away from the faith. Well, people, listen. We got to keep in mind, not to have our mind on the devil, but to keep in mind that when you're going forward in the Lord, there is an adversary. And you know what? Did you know that Jesus gave you authority over him? Yes. Luke chapter 10, he said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. People, you have the authority. But what has been happening with some of us among the Christian faith, we have not been using it. And we've been running to God saying, well, God, we need you to do this. Stop the devil. Make the devil go. And then you wonder why nothing ain't changed. You know why? Because God said, I gave you something to use to do about this. I say it again. God said, I gave you something to use to do about the devil. You keep running and crying to me to telling me to do it. I gave you authority. Use it. Use it. Amen. And see, this work that we're telling you guys about, the work of restitution and restoration, is not a popular thing. But guess what? It is something that Satan does not want to be successful. Because in the making of the bride, this word that the Lord is sending to heaven is going to cause the faithful and Christendom to come together, that the bride is going to come forth. Do you know the bride of Christ is going to be made up of faithful people? Did you know that? Did you know that? Yes. Oh, I know y'all hearing and seeing straddlers and people that you can tell that's not really for the Lord. Oh, I'm a child of God, and I'm a servant of the Most High God, and they doing every evil stuff under the sun before your eyes. And you can't tell them that that's wrong and they need to repent, because the first thing they throwing out their mouth is, you can't judge me. Listen, we have been instructed of the Lord to tell you guys about this work, to point you to Jesus about it. And this is why you always hear us elevating the work or exalting the work and not the church. Why? Because the work is more important. The work of Jesus Christ and the restitution, restoration of all things is more important. And you know what's going to happen? Jesus said the powers of the adversary cannot hinder his work. It's not going to stop it. It's not going to prevent it from coming to pass. It is going to happen. Amen. That's especially here, it's a word for God's own people that have received this word. It's a word for them also, because some of them have fallen in unbelief about this work. Because Satan have thrown up railroads and blocks and have them convinced that, well, this maybe this work ain't for real. Maybe it ain't true. I don't know. I might have been misled. And see, some of you go to thinking, I don't think this going to do what it's going to do. Amen. But the Lord said the powers of the adversary, they're not going to hinder this work. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I want to say something else on this note where he said the powers of the adversary. Now, when God talks about the powers of the adversary, you're going to come to find, in fact, let me show y'all more than just speaking this. Or for those of you that don't have the word of the Lord, I want you to listen into this. Okay. In this verse, I read to you what he said about the power of the adversary. He said the powers, that's with the S, pluralize. Now, in our language, when you want to show something is more than one, you know, or pluralize to our words in our language, you're going to either add S, I-E-S, or E-S, okay? Like you want to say boxes. That means it's more than one box, okay? You know, so anything with E-S, I-E-S, or S, most of the time, it's plural, meaning more than one. So he says here, the powers of the adversary cannot hinder my work. Now, I want to read a verse to you from what is called the 88th message. I'm going to tell you why I'm going this route here for a minute here. And in this 88th message, which the Lord sent out November the 17th, 1968, the Lord said in verse 18, he had his angel to tell us, I am he that the prophet Daniel spoke of as the Ancient of Days. I am the proclaimer, the warner. I am he that the people of the Lord delighteth in my coming and the words I bring, the messenger of the covenant. I sit as a refiner and purifier of mankind, of the ministry of God. Now listen to this, cleansing out the traditions of sin, men, and the power of the adversary. Now that word power there is not pluralized. I'm just letting that sink in for a minute. See, when I read to you the 92nd message, he said powers of the adversary, which is pluralized, meaning more than one. But here he said that the power of the adversary, Okay? Hallelujah. Now, you said, well, Brother Nate, why did you go there? Well, first of all, we know the word power in one sense means the ability that, you know, can be what one can do. And so, first of all, Jesus telling us, and he ain't telling us to glorify the devil, but he does not want you to underestimate your adversary. He does not want you to underestimate the one that's going to contend against you, oppose you, and resist the, you know, this same one resists the things of God. He contends against God. He opposes God. And he wants you to know that even though this is so, your enemy has power. That means he got the ability to do some things. But the Lord is saying, as I read to you in the 92nd message, even though he has the ability to do some things, he is not going to be able to hold back or prevent this work from taking action. He might throw a little stumbling blocks here and there, but when the smoke clears, this work is going to be done what it's supposed to do. You get what I'm saying? See, that's a word of encouragement, especially to those of you that have received this word of the midnight cry. This is supposed to be a word of encouragement because some of you have started taking on unbelief because you try to go forth and give this word, and then the enemy threw up some stuff. And it looked like to you, man, I just ain't having no success with this. You know, this thing ain't working. It seemed like all kind of chaos breaks out. But the Lord said, I'm going to reassure you, hey, no matter what Satan can do, no matter what your adversary can do, he is not going to be able to stop this work. Now, you say, well, Brother Nate, why are you going this route? Because I want to speak about power for a minute of the adversary in two distinct forms. One of them I'm talking about now is his ability to do something, okay? And the Lord is letting you know that he does have ability to do some things, but he's not going to be able to hinder or completely stop this work, no matter what kind of power he got. Do you hear? Hallelujah. And if God has called you and sent you on a mission to do something, no matter what kind of power he got, now God wants you to understand he does have some power. Because if you don't remember that, and when he do something to throw a little stumbling block, you'll be down in the dumps and then you want to give up. When the Lord said, you don't need to be doing that, I gave you authority over the devil. Use it. Use it. See, people, we got to use what the Lord has given us over the enemy and quit running to God and say, God, we need you to do something about the devil. That's why ain't nothing changed, people. That's why ain't nothing changed. Because God said, I gave you authority over the enemy. God wants you to know, if I was just going to be the one just up and do something, I would have never gave you authority over the enemy. He said, but I said, behold, I give unto you power. That word power in that verse means authority. And I'm giving you authority over the enemy. And he said, the adversary would not hinder this work. Amen. It's not going to stop it, people. But you have an adversary. Amen. And see, sometimes we act like we need a reminder. Okay? Amen. But those of you that have been just spreading the gospel according to what you know from the Bible, okay? You got an adversary, okay? You got an adversary. You think those people that go on missionary work in the other country, you think that the devil just letting them just waltz in there and tell people about the gospel so they can have a chance to get saved? Do you think that's the devil in those other countries is doing that? No way. No way. They got witchcraft and voodoo very strong in many of them other countries. Now, get this. There's been some of that practice here in the United States now. Because, you know, the United States is the land of the free. We so free, we just said, bring your curses with you. Okay? Just exercise all kind of curses up in here. Mess us all up. See, that's kind of stuff we've been doing. We the land of too free. We tell folks that if you want to worship idols and and build you a satanic altar, go right ahead. You got a right to do it and pollute the land. My God. But anyhow, so he said the powers, pluralized, of the adversary, glory, of the adversary would not hinder this work. Now, once again, I'm still working on this right here. Okay. Now, I want to read another verse from you to you out of the word of the Lord. And this is called the 31st message. Amen. 31st message in the word of the Lord. And the Lord sent his message out October the 4th, 1937. Now, I want to read to you one of the verses in here, and it's verse 6. And I want you to listen to this. And hallelujah. This is what the Lord authorized his angel to say. He said, and this is to his people. He said, stand more firmly together. He didn't just say stand together. He said, stand more firmly together. Okay? Some things require a stand. Some levels going to require a greater stand, just like faith. So there's things where faith is going to be required, and then there are going to be some things that you go through that greater faith is going to be required. You understand that? As an intensity turn up and as the level get higher, something greater going to have to be exercised. So he says, stand more firmly together, for I desired it of thee, that you may stand when greater powers of darkness shall come over you. Yea, it is that dark clouds of deceitfulness and dangerous things shall come among you, which shall try many, and some may fall. Pray for the brethren, thy brethren, cry unto God. Now, the first meaning of power in dealing here, what I'm dealing with the Satan's ability, he said that stand more firmly together, for I desire of thee that you may stand when greater powers of darkness shall come over you. Well, the first thing talking about the power of the enemy, a greater ability to do something. Well, he said it is that dark clouds of deceitfulness and dangerous things. Satan works through deceitfulness and dangerous things, and he's going to do it what he's telling in a greater way. You understand that? He got that ability, okay, to work through deceitfulness and dangerous things. All this false prophesying and stuff, he's going to work through it in a greater way. That's the power, the ability he got to do, okay? Hallelujah. Do you hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. I sense the Holy Ghost. See, people, the Lord said you have an adversary. Don't forget that. Because if you don't think about that, not to say it need to be on your mind 24/7, where you have you, oh, I got an adversary. Not like that. But I'm talking about don't underestimate you have an enemy. You got an enemy that will contend against you, that will oppose you, okay? Whether he's straightway coming at you or if he's working through man. You get that? But you got an enemy. And once again, too many of God's people in the Christian faith have just thrown up their hands and quit because Satan threw up some stuff at them, and they's like, oh, this ain't going to work. I can't do this no more. Ain't gonna work. And you just gave up. And you forget there's a devil out there. That's why, like I tell you, I got great respect for people that go on missionary works to these other countries. Because listen, hallelujah, they going into some heavy territory over there, people. I'm talking about voodoo, the hoodoo, the witchcraft, whatever, do at a high level. I'm talking about going into areas over there where ain't no playing, okay? I'm talking about going into some deep areas where there's no McDonald's or no Coca-Cola there. I'm talking about going into an area where you got to go travel on foot. Then you try to drive a vehicle down there, you'll tear your vehicle up. I'm talking about deep in those areas, people. And you think even of them tribes in them different areas and they got their traditions that wrapped up in these witchcraft and stuff, you think the devil is going to let some servants of God just waltz in there and say, hey, I want to tell you about Jesus Christ and give you a chance to receive eternal life. You think the devil's going to go, okay, guys, let's go sit over to the side now and let them do their thing. No. No. Emphatically, no. Amen. Not going to just let you, you know, waltz up in there. When God tell you get ready, he's going to use you to do a great work. The devil ain't going to just let you just sit up there and just get ready. Going to throw all kinds of stumbling blocks in your way. But it's up to you to overcome by faith. You get that. You have an adversary. Doing the work for Christ. And you think the devil going to just sit there and just know. And it's surprising how many Christians who just sit around and the first thing the devil throw up, they just throw their hands up. Or when it looked like the devil just throwing this and that and this and that, and it looked like, okay, you can't get off the ground. You can't do nothing. It looked like nobody ain't accepting it. Oh, the work is not going to make it here. And God let you know, say, hey, the devil can't, he can't handle my work. Throwing little stomach blocks here. But my work is going to go on. See, some of you guys, you ain't heard, you know, besides us telling you on the broadcast, this work of restitution, restoration is not a, quote, popular thing. And some of you probably thinking to yourself, man, ain't nothing to that because, you know, you ain't hardly hear about this. What is this work of restitution, restoration all thing? Man, it ain't nothing to this. Some of you even carry the mentality that if a person's not popular, then what they have ain't nothing. I'm just being honest with you. If I'm not a T.D. Jakes or a Joel Osteen to some of y'all, then just being a regular minister here in Durant, Mississippi, some of y'all got the mentality, oh, he don't have anything. I'm just being honest with you. It's just like some of y'all think that storefront churches on storefront ain't nothing to it, okay? That's why you find some of them who started off in storefront churches, they don't even go there no more because they think, oh, that's just too small for me. I got to have something bigger. No, it's about as much power in them storefront churches than it is in these big mega churches. Amen. And the same devil that appears in these big mega churches appearing in these small storefront churches. You have an adversary. You have someone that contends against the word of God, that opposes it and resists it. And if he's God's adversary, then guess what? He's supposed to be your adversary too. Now, if you don't think that way, and you say, well, he's God's adversary, but, you know, I ain't got no problem with him, there's something wrong with you. He got you deceived big time. He got you. He got you, okay? He got you deceived big time. Is something wrong with you? Now, I want to tell you another reason why I stress on the word powers. Because here, the word powers here not only refer to the devil's ability to do something, but it referred to, get this, beings under his control. You said, well, what do you mean, Brother Nate? I mean other demons, okay? Now, I read to you, for example, this last scripture here where he says, stand more firmly together, for I desire of thee that you may stand with greater powers of darkness. Now, Jesus is known as the light, okay? Well, since Satan is the opposite of Christ, then Satan will be the darkness, right? And so when he said powers of darkness, okay, not only the ability of Satan to work in deceitfulness and false prophecy through sin and all of that, but it's also demons under his control. There are demons or devils called powers, okay? Now, when I get to the Bible part, we'll look at that as well. But so the powers of darkness, just like I opened up with, he said the powers of the adversary. These are demons, too, referred to as powers under the control of Satan. Because you got to remember, Satan has an organized kingdom too, where he's the ruler, and they answer to him, okay? Oh, I know some of y'all don't believe that, but thank God he's going to show you. Hallelujah. Thank God he's going to show you. See, if you've been, for example, if you've been reading the Bible alone, you see that there are different types of demon spirits, okay? Deaf and dumb spirit, you know, foul spirit. There's different types of spirits. The Bible alone will show you that. Amen. And so these demons and devils that Satan assigns in different areas and places, who answers to Satan, they're called powers. Amen. So when he said that the powers of the adversary would not hinder this work, were those demons that Satan has sent out to stop this work, the Lord said they're not going to be successful. See, people, we got to understand. See, sometimes as Christians in the Christian faith, some of us, we just set out to get a little learned of the word, just a little learned. That's it. Some of us are still babes after so many years. We have not grown in the spirit. We still babes. Been in the church 15, 20 years. We still a babe. Still on the milk. Can't take the meat. And so when something like this and dealing with meat is spoken, some of you automatically reject it. No, that's not of God. No, that's not of God. No, haven't heard of such a thing. And then you just reject it off the bat because it's something you haven't heard. And so you limited yourself in the study. You know, I know there are some Christians in the Christian faith, you can't say nothing about a devil or a demon. You can't say nothing about it. Because they be like, well, we don't talk about the devil and demons. You're glorifying the devil. No, I'm not. If I was glorifying the devil, well, guess what? What was Jesus doing? If you read in the Bible alone, look at what Jesus said about the devil. So if you're accusing me because I'm trying to warn you about the enemy, well, you're glorifying the devil. Then I guess Jesus was doing the big time, huh? Because Jesus, not only Jesus called out some of those demons. He said, you deaf and dumb spirit, come out. Amen. Then he had some of his followers write the Bible, like Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Then look what they said. Look what they wrote down. How Jesus cast out spirits and demons and stuff like that. So, but see, some of us, because you wanted to remain limited in your knowledge about the Word of God, you're rejecting everything. And see, what is happening, Satan been getting hold on you in different areas because of your ignorance. Now, I'm not trying to be funny when I say that, but I'm being straight up honest with you. See, listen, just because you decide, well, I don't want to learn no more, doesn't mean that everything people are bringing to you is not right. It, you know, it's wrong in every area. It's not. And some of you as Christians, you forget that there's an adversary. And so Satan doesn't have to do a whole lot to get you to stop. He throw up a little stumbling block. You quit already. Oh, throw my hands up. And then when you're talking about the, hey, well, brother, sister, exercise your authority against the devil, then you start looking all buckeyed like we told you to do 500 backflips with no hands. You know, you start looking at us like, uh-oh. Amen. See, Satan has demons that answers to him, people. And there are different types of demon spirits. But Lord said, no matter what, you know, he said, the powers of the adversary cannot hinder this work. That's the ability of thing of that which Satan can do, neither his demons that he sent out. They're not going to be able to stop this work. And once again, they might throw a little stumbling here, you know, but they can't stop it. Amen. They can't stop it, people. Hallelujah. But it seems like we have to be reminded that we have an adversary. And see, one thing about Satan, he either straightway come at you, where you have to straight deal with the demon, or you have to deal with Satan that work through men. Because he can work through men that come at you, okay? Not all the time you directly have to deal with him. Sometimes he's working through men to come at you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. That once again, that different type. Now, you know, because like I said, you have some Christians, man, you can't even bring this up. Oh, you're glorifying the devil. We don't glorify the devil here. Well, man, listen, Jesus, I mean, if you're going to be stuck on that, then Jesus, you know, he said the powers of the adversary. Then I guess you would tell Jesus, oh, Jesus, don't miss the adversary. We ain't glorifying the devil. See, the Lord didn't want you in ignorance. But see, some of us have chosen ignorance. See, when you reject the word of God, you choose in ignorance. And see, some of you just satisfied, you know, you remind me like the child in the school. He may be just satisfied getting a first grade education. And I don't want to learn no more. I don't want to do no more. No, that's not the right mentality. Because you can be getting into a world of trouble by your limitations of knowledge. Amen. The Lord said, the powers of the adversary cannot hinder my work. I don't care who or what he assigned here and there, whatever. Okay? Amen. You remember in the book of Daniel chapter 10, that the demon that was assigned over the area where Daniel was? See, there's different types of demons, got different names, okay? And they're assigned in different areas. Remember in the book of Mark, the man that had that was demon-possessed, a Gadara. Notice that them demons begged Jesus, don't send us out of the country. Why? What was so important about the country? Because that's where they was assigned at. They was assigned to that region. See, people, listen, the word of God, man, I tell you what. Many times we just cheat ourselves. And the devil sit back and say, I just going to let him cheat himself. He won't know. And since he don't know, I can do some stuff to him, man, good grace. I can get away with some stuff with him. Amen. So you got some of us as Christians, we just lay there defeated by the enemy. We just lay down. And see, once again, he don't have to do a whole lot to make us lay down. That's the tripping thing about it. You know, he don't have to do a whole lot because, see, some of us, we won't even study the word of God to see what the Lord told us about demons and devils. We won't study it. Listen, God didn't have those folks writing in the word for nothing. He didn't have them writing about the demons and devils in that day and time and all that and letting you know they still exist today. He didn't have that done for nothing. But some of us treat us like that. And then, therefore, when the devil throw a little stumbling block, you already cry, Lord, I can't do, Lord. Lord, I need you to just make the devil stop. And then you notice still to this day, it's still going. You're going like, what did I do wrong? Lord, I asked you to make the devil stop. Well, see, God said, I gave you authority to use. If you don't use it, ain't nothing being done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The enemy has power. His power is not greater than God's, but he has power. Rise up, beloved, and use your authority against the enemy. Rise up in faith about the work of the Lord. Rise up, you that's listening right now. You have Satan through the stomach blocking your way, and you ain't been spreading the word in a while. You just sitting there at the house. The enemy discouraged you. Rise up in the faith. The Lord said the enemy will not hinder. He cannot hinder his work. He can't stop it. He can't stop it. He's making it appear to you like he's stopping it, but he can't stop it. Did you not read? Take the Bible along. Did you not read the Bible along and see who wins in the end? Okay. So it's already mapped out who wins in the end. Glory to God. Thank God for Jesus. Father, we thank you. In the name of thy precious son, Jesus Christ, we thank you for this day you've made and created. And Father, we thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. And Lord God, we ask, Lord, that you would continue to bless your people as they tune in to this word that we're giving them straight from heaven. And Lord God, we just give you all the glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for all you listening. Lord, say the same. I'll be back tomorrow with another broadcast, part two to Midnight Cry, You Have an Adversary. So once again, this is Brother Nate, the Church of Christ Eliza message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.